Hi, this is Eliza Pearson and
Jocelyn Rajvan.
And this is we're interviewing each other on our project based off of teen homelessness.
Okay. What is the real life issue or question you identified and researched, and how would you appraise the drawing, composition piece, or photograph you associated with it?
So, for our real life issue, we decided to research teen homelessness, and we wanted to find out more about the subject and how we can help prevent it in the future. With our drawing, we wanted to show the rough conditions that people that are homeless have to live in during the winters, especially in Casper, because it's a very harsh winter, and we wanted to show just how hard that situation can be.
Okay, and what problem or side of the issue or question had you not considered before your research, and why did you feel like it was an important problem or side of the issue for you to consider?
Well, when I was doing my research, I didn't really consider that the housing market might be a problem for those that are homeless. I had always associated homelessness with either being kicked out of a house or drug-related issues, but I didn't really ever think that a really rough housing market would be a main problem, but as I did my research, I found out that that was a major problem.
And if you were to continue your research, what future directions would you anticipate it taking you in? And what kinds of sources would you need? And how might you apply that research to some future ambition or project?
In the future, I would probably try to make this problem more known to the public. So I would try and go public with this issue, try and get more people involved, so that would look like service projects. It would look like it would involve many people coming together trying to serve those that are homeless. I would need the help of other institutions, the teen homeless housing, and I would need to be able to talk with them and get things rolling and be able to get programs going and stuff like that, to be able to get more people involved in helping those that are homeless. Okay, Jocelyn, what is the real life issue or question you identified and researched, and how would you appraise the drawing you associated with it?
So again, our problem was teen homelessness, and I think the main part of our drawing that we wanted to focus on was just sharing the story of teens that are homeless and the rough conditions they're living in, and how not everyone is as well off as people think they are.
What problem or side of the issue or question you had or question had you not considered before your research, and why did you feel like it was an important problem or side of the issue for you to consider?
I think for me, I was kind of blindsided, but I feel like I didn't realize that not only teens are homeless, but also kids that don't really have homes or places to go to, and it's just a hard situation for them to be in, and I think it's a problem that should be addressed and more out there, and people should actually know about it. So,
if you were to continue your research, what future directions would you anticipate it taking you in? What kinds of sources would you need, and how might you apply that research to some future ambition or project?
So for future directions, I would want to let the public know and get the public kind of in on this project, where we just really go around helping homeless teens and just help their living conditions better, especially in Casper with the harsh winters. I feel like it's something people really need to care about, and so I think I just let people know about it and try to get it out as much as I could.
Perfect. Thank you.